Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
To every ear around the world tuning in to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show tonight, I say hello and thanks for joining us. Tonight's topic is the cosmic crisis. And this is a phrase that came up in my mind a couple years ago. I wrote a tune about it that we'll hear in a little while, about a half hour. And it just kind of embodies some of the feelings that many of us feel about life these days, and there's a macro and a micro way to look at it, and we're going to go into different things about this crisis. What is the cosmic crisis? Is it outer? Is it inner? Does it have to do with society? Does it have to do with me as an individual? And we'll go around and around and find out how to resolve the crisis and bring harmony to our lives in the full fruition of what we were meant to do on this planet. And when we do that, we'll find peace. And if you're out there tonight with a good internet connection, why don't you take a jump over to the Creative Cosmos site, creativecosmos.org. And as you see in the Pearly Gates Press section, I always put up some new articles of interest. Of course, I mix my writing in there, but also some items of note from around the world, anything from international news to matters related to enlightenment and spirit. I posted something Don sent me called Buddha Boy, so if you want to check that out, that's pretty cool. There's even a picture of him sitting in his little area there. It's a teenage boy in Nepal who they're wondering if he is the reincarnation of some highly spiritual being, and it seems like he is, and he's drawing a lot of attention, and he's in a period of meditation. And then the people were talking about they wanted to get him a message or ask him something without disturbing his meditation, and I thought to myself, and I commented on this as I posted the article, that if he truly was a Buddha boy, there's nothing they really could do to disturb his meditation. That would in fact be the clue that he was somebody of spiritual significance. So that's interesting. And also there's an interesting article I linked called Mirage or Hologram. That's the title I gave it. But it's a really interesting picture from China. You may have seen it on some other sites as well, about a mirage that appeared in East China province on Sunday. And it's amazing. Out in the sea, you can see this perfectly clear image, reflection of a city. And then another person who comes by the site all the time, Eye the Eye, and maybe we'll have him start to give a report on the Creative Cosmos once in a while. He always brings good things to our attention on the Creative Cosmos Planetary Forum, and I'm talking to him right now about doing some reports for us in one way or another, and I'm going to keep on him, and hopefully we can get him to come up with some tidbits for us. But then he suggests about this mirage. Well, is it a mirage, or is it some kind of new holographic technology? Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. Or maybe it was just a mirage, as he says after that. But these days, with all what we see on TV and in the movies and the amazing things that have occurred in our reality, in our world in the last few years, could be anything. It could mean anything. You just don't know. It's all, and it all is not necessarily what it appears to be. And this is a really interesting illustration of the illusion. So check that out. And then also the lead article I posted, the lead link I posted, is about what some are calling the Great Lakes Hurricane. And this is strange, and it does look like a hurricane. So check that link out. There's a little animation that goes with it, and a link back to the source site if you want to find out some more information and update it. But the eye of this hurricane structure here, this weather phenomenon, is right in the meaty part of Lake Huron Lake Michigan, between Wisconsin and Michigan, and it spreads out over quite a lot of the Midwest. So check that out. That's really interesting. Just another crazy weather phenomenon, like many others we're coming to see. And something is up with that. One way or another, we definitely are seeing weather unlike what we've seen like in the 80s or in the 90s. I hardly remember the weather being of that much of significance at all, at least in terms of my attention or concern. You'd maybe hear about a storm here or there. You might have a storm. There's certain kind of storms. But once you see things breaking out of an established pattern or established system, not only do you have to take note, but you have to wonder if there's some kind of message there or some kind of, I mean, there's got to be. Every change carries with it some kind of new meaning and message. So we should really pay attention to the weather phenomenon, maybe even try to read it as if it was a language unto itself. And then maybe we could decode it. See, you just got to let go and just read it. I'm sure somebody out there listening can do that. Just let go of all meaning. Like, you don't need to communicate in a normal way. Just communicate in that free, open manner. See what happens. You always got to experiment, folks. That's one reason I cover so much territory and go round and around about all these meditation techniques, and I recount some stories from spiritual tradition or my own experiences, and I'm trying to make it real for you, make it available and interesting, you know, because I found my own journey extremely interesting, and telling it is a real pleasure, you know, and being able to see your own life from a point of view of awareness and space, where you can see how it all fits in and why everything happened the way it did and what lessons it was meant to invoke, you see. That's one thing you can do, is look back over your life and see the lessons that your incarnation here, see what it's for, see what lessons you were meant to learn. Another interesting thing on the old creativecosmos.org site, and I put up recently, it's been something we've been doing on the forum for some time, and again, this is something I do in tandem with Eye the Eye, the roving, raving reporter. It's called the Absurdium, right where you see the rotating moon. And by the way, if you click on that moon on my site, it will click you over to some very interesting moon photos. And the same thing with the Earth up top. If you click on that, you'll get to some interesting Earth photos. But we usually put a few articles here under the Absurdium, just strange headlines, oddities from across the news, things that just for some reason don't seem to be right, or even something that's very indicative about the madness that seems to be gripping society in some forms here and there, all around on the TV set and in our minds. So there's some funny stories here under the Absurdium. So check that out. There's all kinds of things to check out. So cruise on over to the old creativecosmos.org and follow along as I continue to move forward here. Another interesting thing you could pick up, something I did just yesterday, is I appeared on Red Ice Radio and had a really good conversation with Henrik Palmgren. And if you scan a ways down the main site, you can come across that archive that Henrik already has up on his own site. So check that out. That was a fun interview and probably the fastest hour of radio time I've ever experienced. It just flew by and we covered all kinds of interesting ground. And I love to be asked questions because they really help me prompts me to just access the flow on behalf of your question. And even myself, I'm amazed at what comes out. So that's why I need your help out there, folks. Here's the toll-free number if you want to give me a call, 877-876-5227. And you see, you don't just have to ask me about, you know, your own life. You could ask me something you wonder about the universe, or if I have any thoughts about this or that or the other thing. We could just explore areas of thought together. I'll give you the number again, 877-876-5227. And that number is worldwide. You can call from anywhere. And, you know, plug it into your cell phone. Speed dial. You know, some of you I know have been calling a number of our shows, and we've been developing personal relationships. And you become a part of what we're doing. You add your energy to what we're doing. You contribute and make the whole even that much better. So the bottom line for our topic tonight, cosmic crisis. We come to terms with our own mortality. Even being born, built in, one day, the end will come, and our body will die. And in this life, anything could happen anytime. There's a Zen story. Maybe I've told it once before, but it's a good one, and it's worth repeating, about a woman, an old woman in Japan, somewhere, running out of her house. And she was screaming, "The house is on fire, the house is on fire." Everyone gathered around. But then they looked at the house, and at the house that she came out of. And it was fine, just as it appeared before. And she was like, "No, the house is on fire. The house, the body, the house which is our body, is on fire." And she meant that the clock's ticking. You know, we have a period of time to be here. And it's something to simply be aware of, not to hide from, not to put behind us and out of our mind, but to come to terms with, to face up to realize, to get out in front of us. Because underneath many of our stresses and concerns, at the root of it all is our own fear of death, or thought that something will happen to us. Because what's the worst that could happen supposedly in the world in any situation is we end up not being able to go on. We die. And, you know, it's something particularly haunting to humanity because we all have it out there. It's all out there. It's like a shadow that follows us, and each one of us will meet it one day. And it's not always know, necessarily pleasant to think about, but we have to take it, and that's why it's good to try to take a healthy approach here, because it doesn't help to hide. And then when we see it and realize it, we can let go of that which we don't have any control of, and it will no longer, you know, lurk in our subconscious and take form as other things in our life. Now, believe me, it builds layers. It becomes fear of this, fear of that, and it builds up off of it, but underneath, right at that core, is the fear of our own demise. But we can use this to our advantage, you see, because it's this backdrop that makes life possible. So the more we come to terms with the fact that one day our body will die, the more we come to terms with the life and the gift and the preciousness of the opportunity we've been given in this moment. Now let's see if we can pull that in and create that in this moment. You're listening to me and I'm speaking, and in this moment, for whatever reason, you and I and everyone else who's listening, and all the folks at BBS who listen to all the shows, we're here together. We have life, this magnificent gift, this unbelievable miracle, and we're experiencing it right now. If you're hearing my voice, just bring your attention to your heart for a moment. And just feel the heartbeat. And just remember the gift of it. What a strange and wonderful phenomenon we are. And we can breathe in and out, in and out, and rejuvenate ourselves again and again. It's like a never-ending shower of freshness, of newness. And you see what the woman whose house was on fire, she was just bringing to our attention this urgency and the magnitude. Folks, tune in. See that we let so many things distract us. So many things take precedence and priority over our own path and our own spiritual progress. And you know, it doesn't have to be even seen as spiritual with some connotations. It's a very scientific thing when you go through yourself as well. You know, there's very recognizable things and a whole other layer of phenomenon that have been experienced by many people. In a sense, we radio hosts on BBS are pioneers. We're pioneering a new space, a new frontier that doesn't just go across space, but it moves through time and dimension. And we are reaching out on many levels. And we know that this is exactly the right time and exactly the right place, here and now. And whoever's listening, whenever they are listening, and believe me, you never know. Sometimes it is a glitch. I remember when I was hanging out in the BBS studios, and it was a really fun moment later on in the night when the tunes were getting ready to run. Somebody's show archive or show that had aired earlier in the day popped on, and we all looked at each other and just released right away, like, well, somebody must need that information, and so we let her run. And you don't know who it was, just somebody hanging out there that just happened to come across it at the right time and the right place. And when we have that perspective on life, we are able to notice more. This is what brings us more present. You know, we do often talk about being in the present and what that means, but it can be a slippery point for someone who hasn't had experience or exposure to the idea before. But believe me, it's a key idea. Keep coming back to it. Present moment. In the present moment, many things happen. Many things are possible. But to get more of us in the present, we need to feel more of the life within us. And see, once we have come to terms with this, or are facing up to this, we will instigate our own life review. I know this was an early astral concept or idea that I came upon. One of the first things I came upon, life review, that when somebody dies, they go over their whole life, and it's illuminated from a deeper meaning. And sometimes it causes them great pain because they see the harm they've caused others, or love they didn't share, or things they didn't complete. And sometimes it's so strong that it makes them stick around to the earth plane and keep trying to push themselves onto the earth plane and manifest. You see, you can hang around for a while and be a ghost, pop in and out for a while, but it's good to do it on your own terms, not to be bound by the habits of the body, which no longer apply. And see, when we go over our own life and take it into our own hands, we take care of it now. We do it now. We deconstruct now. We go through it now. And yes, we may feel those very things of which I described, but better now than when you die. Then when you die, you'll be able to keep your attention. You'll be able to keep your presence and experience the transition in consciousness. And so we might have to sob out the pain of this lifetime, or yell out some anger that for an experience of where we never got to express ourselves. Yes. That's not a small deal, you know, because how many actually do that? How many actually do yell it out, yell out the frustration that they've been holding back, not just for a little while, but maybe from deep within inside, from early on in their life, but you have to get it out. You have to free the energy up, and so maybe for a while you got to shout. Maybe for a while you gotta cry. Maybe for a while you gotta feel the burn of the breaking of attachment. These are growing pains. Part of this shift in energy to the Aquarian age, and we've been bringing it up a lot lately, and as we should, it's an interesting topic, and it goes right with 2012, and we're seeing how it intertwines in so many ways. But it's bringing it, it's making it readily possible for us to go through this experience, this ego death, right now. And a lot of this consists of having seen ourselves just as the body, and all of which applies to the body. When you tune into the higher cosmic frequencies, you start seeing things on a little more impersonal level. I mean, that's part of it, that you see outside yourself and you just see it in principle. This is kind of the beauty of some mathematical equations, is they embody principles. There are certain principles that you can come to know, come to rely on. Some may call them universal laws, ways the universe works in the other dimensions beyond the third dimension. And they aren't necessarily provable with instruments of the world. They are corroboratable by those of us who walk the path and share what we experience. And again, each that, again, has that experience brings it more to the fore and more into the consciousness of humanity itself. And that's how each one of us makes the difference. And this interchange inside ourselves, one of where we've conquered our own fear. And see, this is part of what the pressure from the outside world, some of the craziness that's going on in society, and the wacky things that are happening, just makes us all freak out a little bit. But this kind of pushes us to look inside ourselves, and this is the right thing to do. This is the lesson to take from the worldly madness we're exposed to on various fast-paced news channels, etc., etc. The interchange that we discover inside ourselves is the only thing that will cause a lasting outer change. We have to ground this at a deeper human level. You see, we could change the coding, we could change the ideology, we can change the names and colors of the flags, and we can change the face again and again and again. But until we go deep within ourselves and accept, acknowledge this other out of sight, out of physical perception, but within the realm of many other perception capabilities, until we accept this and incorporate this, you know, we're not fully in the present. We're not caught up. But that is partly what we're doing. We're summarizing the whole of humanity right now. Everything that's ever happened, we're burning through. And at some point here, very soon, and maybe for some of us we're reaching that already, we'll have pretty much read everything there is to read about humanity itself. You just soak it all up. Sure, there'll be new things here and there, but basically, after a while, you get it. You get what's happening. It's like a grandiose symphony of an incredible scale, but you can learn to listen to it and see it as such. There is an assurance that one only gets through experiencing for themselves. And this is what meditation provides. This is one reason why it provides peace. Because allowing us this inner space and inner light and self-worth we find that extra dimension in humanity. So really we need to just take time, each of us, every one of us, all of you out there, and myself, and any who have ears, we need to take that space and time for ourselves. Make it a priority, huge priority, that we are operating in a way that's comfortable for us, that's healthy for us, and that we ourselves take responsibility for ourselves. And if we don't feel comfortable, we say we don't feel comfortable, and we speak and we flow and we get it all out in the open. It's so that we don't have things from the outside lurking on the inside and causing us to fight within ourselves. We need to be unified first within ourselves, and then when we find the source within, we'll see how this manifests without. Which leads us to the first break of the evening and the theme song for the night, and here it comes. It's called Cosmic Crisis.
Let's all go out, it's a cosmic crisis. The feeling's in the air. Let's shout it out about the cosmic crisis. But don't you even care. Some people say that it's not okay to give in love or to live. and shout it out about the cosmic crisis. It's all of ours to share.
Hey everybody, this is the Creative Cosmos Radio Show and you're talking to Radio Man, Christopher Moores. I'm out here tonight, flying around in the radio airwaves, and believe me, that's what it feels like. It's such a luxury to hop on air and speak and let your spirit fly. If you'd like to join me in this radio journey, give me a call toll-free, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And, you know, we get some questions sometimes on the old Question the Experts board on BBS Radio, and there have been some nice interchanges there, and I've gotten a lot of emails lately. And I'm hoping that more of you out there in the radio listening audience start picking up that phone and giving me a call and helping spur me on to new insights and sharing your thoughts with me. So one last time for the moment, here's the number, 877-876-5227. And an interesting thing that's been in the background of my psychic vision that came forward as I was constructing this show tonight, Cosmic Crisis, as you heard in the tune just moments before. And I mentioned this in an article of mine once in passing. But it's an idea that is worthy of consideration. And basically is that the gang's all here. And what do I mean by the gang's all here? I mean, just about every human being that's ever been incarnated, just about everybody's here in some form. Just look at the population and how the population curve of humanity, and look at how high it is now, and look how low it was for so many years, and just think about those souls coming in and out and around and around and around. And then now there's more and more and more people on the earth, souls cycling through. So at the very least, there's a very large population of all the souls that have been around earth for this large cycle, this large period of time. And you see, part of what we have coming up right now in this change of cycle that we always talk about, it's like a window of opportunity. It's like, okay, all you spirits who have been here on the earth existence and wrapped up in this and circling around this, here's an opening. If you'd like to leave the earth experience now head about back out into space and maybe cruise somewhere else, now's the time to do it. And the window doesn't necessarily stay open forever. Different cycles kick in, and this is maybe the broader aspect of the urgency of the situation. It's urgent in many ways. It's urgent in the outer, and it's urgent in the inner. One point I did want to make about how all the people are incarnated. There are many people that came right back from World War II, cycled right back in. And there's a whole bunch of spirits from World War II right now that also have, they probably, many of them died in the war. Now imagine dying in that war. Now some of those people were so deeply impacted in their subconscious even by what they experienced on Earth, it was still imprinted when they came back in the body. And to some extent, they're helping, well, not helping, but I guess they're partly manifesting things that seem almost like a recurrence of World War II, but it's because not just in this life, but they haven't seen that there's a past life connection. So I'd like you to know out there, many, many people out there are reincarnated soldiers from World War II. And I know many of you probably are even aware of it because it comes into the vision fairly starkly. And so we see the connection of how this outer reality, this crazy reality we're seeing in the outer, is a reflection of the inner reality within people. You see, you can, the inner conflict is also a huge part of the cosmic crisis, because it's not just affecting us as an individual. It affects all of life. We are all a part of life, and all of life is connected. And if one part of life is down, the rest of life feels it. And part of, as I said, what we're doing, creating in outer reality, we're playing out like all the historical habits one last time. It's part of our human, kind of our own humanity's life review. So as a whole culture, we're going over our whole life right now. I mean, that's partly what the information on the internet has been all about, that all these things that used to be spread out over time, this long weaving thread of time, now they're all compressed and you can find out about all of it as fast as you can burn through it. Well, this drastically changes how we view things and how things happen. So we're going through a cultural life review. And really, maybe you could say America is going through a life review. And sharing it with the world to some extent, playing out their psyche on a grand scale. But this is how we face it. This is how we see it. So each of us must see it and learn from it, and ourselves reflect and model our own understanding that's connected to a deeper vision and a unity with life, and that which is not an ideology and it's not a concept or idea. Life is a reality, not just as an idea, but as a moving, flowing, interacting phenomenon. It is not a position. It's not something that one tries to influence another about. You might point it out to someone else and say, hey, check this out. But it's simply a fact. It's the case. And not just myself I say this, but the evidence is out there in so many different ways. And we all have to come to terms with that. That's part of this cosmic crisis, is all of us together seeing history and what humanity has done and what they've done to each other. But we also have to actively search for the good in history and the wise in history and that which represents the highest energies, because it's all throughout there as well. And that is one aspect of what we do in the creative cosmos, is highlight some of these areas of history where one can learn from, because the truth of life itself has been the same all along. And although we do see time moving forward faster in a way right now, and we see through history the faces changing many times and the roles changing, we just can see it from a distance, get some observation of the scrolling of history. And we ourselves will then be in a place that's no longer influenced by all that history. We will understand it and have the meaning from it. It's as if we ourselves live every experience and gain the experience of everybody. And now we sum up humanity thus far and then take the next steps forward together. Because again, there's enough out there to show clearly what we can do, both in the inner world and in the outer world. So again and again, we speak of these topics and give them life, because that's partly what we do by talking about them and sharing our experience about them. We make them real. We invigorate the energies that are moving in that direction. And this is good, because to some extent people were bound to the thoughts of their locales until fairly recently in our historical evolution. Now we're exposed to anything. Each one of us should be able to search all the available information and create our own unique path. There is no need for there to be one set way or a specific manner in which to deal with everything. Things need to get loosened up and flow freer, and we need to take more responsibility on ourselves as individuals, simply to maintain our consciousness and our own well-being, and then to move in directions that continue to cultivate these energies. So this is how we get out of the Armageddon of the mind, the inner conflict, is we see from a broader perspective. We get space from the phenomenon that used to occupy our attention all the time. We find our own peace outside of time. See, that's where I was moving a little bit earlier as well, that when we see all the roles of history come and go, we can see it outside of time. When any individual gets beyond time, now you see, you take a Pythagoras from, 450 BC Greece or something around then, and say he tunes into the eternal, he tunes into the source, and he himself goes beyond time and sees for himself the wonders of existence. What he sees would be the same as what you see now. I mean, as through him, but the reality, the eternal reality of existence and life and the source is the same, even though the shades of humanity have differed through time. So each one of the beings that has gone beyond time and freed their souls to the point of where they can see beyond the body and influence of incarnations, they are still available to tune into even now when you yourself get beyond time. And this is how you commune with beings of a higher order. You become a being of a higher order. And then your frequency is able to reach beyond time and space to that which is eternal and exists in the present. And it isn't hard to make a link. You simply have to send out intent and send out a thought form and be able to receive the response in the way in which it comes naturally. And one thing again about the earth and our life upon the earth, and if we consider the weather phenomenon, it's good to take this into account. As we've said on this show before, that the earth is alive, not just in a way of expressing itself through vegetation, but there's a being, a consciousness, an entity around the planet itself, in the planet as a body, just much the same we are in a human body. We are spirit in a body. There's a different spirit in the planet body. All of what we see as focal points in our universe are some form of body. And when we interact with nature, this shapes our relationship and our own way of interacting. And the earth feels us upon it. And as I've said before, I feel like the nature of earth moves into that fourth dimension. So that's why you see the ghosts and such, and some of the astral entities, they're focusing kind of down into the earth realm because they're still really attached with the earth realm. So there's a whole bunch of entities that are on the astral plane, or, you know, many people that were just like cool people that are hanging out, waiting for the next go-around, chilling out, just in their energy body, just one step removed from the physical body. And this is all within the earth's sphere, within the earth's frequency. And you can imagine our own auras, oval-like energies around us, and imagine the Earth's greater aura and how it envelops ours. When we are harming ourselves or harming others, it's like giving the Earth a toothache or a bellyache. And then when more and more people do it, treat the nature with disrespect, waste the resources, and be vicious to the creatures upon the earth, that sends out real ripples of intent into the earth's energy field. And this comes out and is a part of, at least why I think that the weather is doing what it is it's a reflection of this human attitude towards the earth. And it also is brought about by our own self-destructive human subconsciousness. Because so many humans have not dealt with what lies in their inner world. And so they have all these dark things which then attract dark energy to all of humanity. So it's not just crucial that we heal ourselves, but it is crucial to get the information available to the widest possible audience. So I encourage you, if you're out listening to my show this evening, also consider yourself as a facilitator of information. If you find some of these thoughts on the Creative Cosmos interesting or enlightening, or some of the shows on BBS Radio fascinating, and it awakens you to new possibilities, tell your friends. You know, write us, let you know. Those of you who listen to my show, you know, write in, let me know. And we'll share in the experience. And I know I personally consider the audience all week long. I think to myself as I'm planning the show, what is the most interesting information, most fascinating, out there interesting things I can bring up that will truly benefit people, will truly help them understand something about themselves, will free the person in some way by exposing them to things that they had not found out about yet. And see, that's what you can do too. You know, if you find an article on the internet, mail it to a friend. You know, I know many people are doing this. This is really fascinating to watch as people do this on the internet, make their own personal networks. You know, we're practically 6 billion sovereign nations unto ourselves. Well, hey, now we're back to individual freedom. How about that? You know, we create our own alliances or whatever, our own groups, and sometimes they're based on interests, sometimes they're based on other things, but people are connecting, linking, whatever, and, you know, whether they know it or not, they're all linked up together. Just a couple people removed, probably, and we're all linked together on that World Wide Web. And it kind of shows us the reality of it, that we are individuals. We are just visiting here, coming through. And it's almost strange to think of it that way. And imagine if you're the only person on Earth. What if it was just you on Earth alone? And you were looking around and you saw the animals. The animals were still there. And the animals wouldn't be afraid and they wouldn't attack you because they'd have no reason to. Man has, would not have shown them any harm, and so they'd be friendly. You may be able to develop a relationship with them that you wouldn't even dream possible now in communication and spiritual secrets and lessons that would enrich your life. And just imagine how you'd live. You'd probably imitate the animals, see what they're doing, and do likewise. You'd build yourself a little hut, a little place of residence. And you would think about your own environment, and you would be completely uninfluenced by anything else. You would see things simply as they are. And we can get back to that way of seeing things simply as they are right now. You know, that's what I mean. If you look from that perspective, it's strange to think of this incredibly crazy and intricate set of laws and rules that are forced on us by gunpoint that we didn't have any part of creating. We didn't have any say in creating. We're just finding ourselves here within this structure that's been gotten more and more complex over hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's good to be aware of that perspective, that that isn't necessarily the only way it would have to be. It's, you know, there have been different styles of government throughout history, different flavors of cities and civilizations, and different means of human flourishings. What it all comes down to is when humans are left to do what they love and the creative spirit flows, then there's a period of peace and much artistic endeavor. And this is also happening there is an influx of energies through many people who are indeed in tune with the source that is now creating that very thing to which I just referred to, that creative outpouring. And the more and more people catch on that that is the evolution of humanity, to create what we can envision, to not allow self-interest to cloud our ability to solve the bigger problems. That's all it is. The only reason the major problems of the world haven't been solved yet are because of that self-interest, because one reason or another, the solutions, which are probably already there, are being blocked. You know? So I say, hey, someone out there, make a new and better solution and make it available for us. You can do it. I know there are just people set up to solve all the problems. So you take on a mission, take on an idea, take on something that's needed and see what you can do with it, you know. Many of the greatest discoveries and progressions have been made simply by someone who led with their interest. You know, to me, that passion and intensity and attunement to a topic mean every bit as much and probably more than having a degree. Simply having a piece of paper that you earn through going to college, it means something. You know, I have a couple of them, and I wouldn't say they're meaningless, but I don't define myself by them. I'm the one who chose to do that. And I got different things from it. But I stand on my own aside from that, based on my own experience, my own explorations, my own discoveries. And, you know, much of what I learned in the college process is a part of that which influences me. We spoke about that a bit on the Red Ice show. And I'll remind you again, check it out. It's a cool interview. Maybe you'll find out a little bit more about myself, different aspects of myself with the people asking me the question. It's on the front of my site, creativecosmos.org, right now. Scroll down to where you see Red Ice Radio and click on where it says click here for radio interview. You'll see it. It was an interesting interview. We talked about some of these very things. It spurred me to deeper reflections and to continue to take the topics farther and farther. Because after a while, you know, there's all the different conspiracies and whatnot, and then there's all these different types of messages that do come through the various channelings or the various words of the masters, or somehow, one way or another, there's a whole pile of messages that all basically hint upon the same thing, or are different ways of encoding similar principles. And after a while, many of us get the hang of that, get the idea of that, and we've learned the language of that. And so then we have to go yet farther in our discovery, rise above. Each of us keep pushing the envelope further and further. How far can we go? This is the beauty of the urgency of the cosmic crisis, is it brings us right here and right now and helps us to really see this moment and all of which it's capable of. Right now, your own life is a blank canvas. Don't be worried about what context you used to be in even a moment ago. Right now, you, listener, whoever you happen to be, your life is a blank canvas. Anything is possible. And you could create whatever your heart desires. And you know, this causes such an immense possibility, it might break us out. But when you realize just the sheer joy of painting the tapestry, and that that's the art of life itself, is you living it, and living it the way that makes you joyous and free. Now we're getting somewhere. So here we got, coming up on the hour here, a little bit of little radio identification onto some tune, and some more surprises along the way. This song you're about to hear is a reflection of my own exploration and some of what helped me build a better life for myself. Here it goes. It's called Sowing Good Seeds.
I'm sowing good seeds and I'm reaping the benefits. I'm doing the deeds in the name of benevolence. Come after me to the home of the heaven sent. I'm sowing good seeds and I'm reaping the benefits. Keep rolling. Evidence. Complacency breeds in the space of irrelevance. Can you supersede the desire to be decadent? Oh, everyone bleeds in the face of the evidence. And someone ought to know. Change. Only that will lift your sorrow. Why don't you care? Why don't you care? Just gotta say, why don't you care? Oh, why? I'm reaping the benefits. I'm doing good deeds in the name of benevolence. Come after me to the home of the heaven sent. I'm sowing good seeds and I'm reaping the benefits. Keep rolling right along. Keep rolling right along.
Pearly Gates Press, Volume 1, available now at the Creative Cosmos online store. The collected writings of Christopher Moores, Solar System Secrets, Angelic Scrolls of the Atman, Heavenly Data Transmissions, and Archangel Christopher together in one amazing book that will transform your life.
All planets have consciousness. Tune into the frequency and then exchange understanding through intention. The music of the spheres is a reality that can be experienced, not just a metaphor for something more mundane. You can hear the sound of each planetary being emerge gracefully from the Om.
Christopher Moores is the spiritual leader of the creative cosmos. Having integrated the soul with the body, he brings lifetimes of knowledge to the fore in aiding humanity's evolution at this critical time. Transcending the limitations of his era, he has brought his extensive background in Western art and Eastern wisdom together to reveal the universal vision of the creative cosmos.
The present moment is not just a philosophical concept of sages. It is a tremendous reality that opens the gateway to mystical truths. There is no denying that which is out in the open and always on display. Awakening is the main priority, no matter how convinced you might be otherwise.
To order Pearly Gates Press Volume 1, go to www.creativecosmosonlinestore.com. That's www.creativecosmosonlinestore.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, Hour 2. And we've been speaking about the cosmic crisis and how to resolve this both within and without. Hope you enjoyed the music. That music that you heard was Sowing Good Seeds, one of my own personal favorites of the old tunes of mine. Thought I'd bust out some classic oldies tonight that I wrote earlier on in my journey. Then we go on. Give me a call if you're out there and you want to join in. Call toll free 1-877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Let's see if that new number works. Anybody out there in radio land? I know I used to sometimes kick back and listen to radio shows. I would call in shows on AM radio. I always loved radio. I think I probably remembered a radio from some past life as well, not too long ago. Because I remember even as a young person, scanning the radio dial, the AM radio dial too, here and there, to just hear. It was just a universe of possibilities to me, just hearing all the sound. I used to sit in my bedroom in my home listening to the AM radio, scanning up and down. I'd listen to ball games, I'd listen to talk shows, I'd listen to old cheesy tunes. It was my own little secret joy, and it was a really big part of my early life because it was something of my own, something that I enjoyed. I used to listen to Casey Kasem, Top 40 all the time. I used to do Casey Kasem impersonation, American Top 40. All right, that's pretty lame, but hey, you got thrown out there once in a while. I mean, I used to work on it when I was younger, a whole bunch of impersonations I used to mess around doing. Well, I always loved the radio and loved songs, so it just makes sense that I'd be here with you tonight. It was always my destiny to be on the airways. It was part of my own birth plan. I even saw it in my own expressions. Looking back, many signs were leading me to such a place where I could speak out the comprehensive understanding that I've come through getting space from my life's journeys and being able to sort it all out with consciousness, with a presence of mind, with a discernment, with differentiation. You see, I'm continuing to try to hit on this area of what it takes to truly expand into the other dimensions. You have to make it your own. You have to process in some way. It's data. You can look at it simply as data. I know there was this dream I had once. Fascinating dream. Scary too, because you could feel every bit of it. And I found myself kind of on a table in the astral plane. And I had a guide there, a spirit guide, someone I knew and was familiar with. And then there was somebody else. And they were there to introduce me to this experience. And I was kind of nervous. It was kind of like getting ready to do a psychedelic drug. sense of anticipation, a little bit of dread, but having no idea what's going to happen, but kind of looking forward to it with much interest for the adventure of the experience. So I'm laying on the table and find out that they're going to plug me into the information, just was like a jack, information jack of the universe, and they were going to plug my brain, my medulla, the back of my brain, right where in, where the life energy comes in. They were plugging in an information plug into the back of my brain. And so they started doing that, and they linked me in. And at first I felt like this huge surge through my body, like an overload. And then I had kind of a let go. I let go, and I just felt it all pulsing through me, just data, just information, you know, practically ones and zeros. This was a very Matrix-like dream, just like the movie Matrix. It sounds like it, and it really was like it, but I was actually feeling the influx of information and energy pumping right into me, and I caught up to it after a couple of seconds and began just processing the information just by seeing it, just by noticing it. You know, you don't have to think about it or churn it over or necessarily, look at it in terms of this or that or round and around or in any kind of context. Just look at it, notice it, see it, and that's it. That's the deepest level of understanding. You see it. Yes, I'm aware of it. I see it. You don't have to say anything about it or do anything about it. You just see it. And so then you see everything as it pulses in, and that's as fast as you can expand. That's as fast as you can grow. And that dream was an example of one that I came back to wakeful state, and I felt the feeling of it as if it just happened. I felt full experience. I wrote it down. I've always remembered it ever since. Anyway, I look about it that way. If for a period of our life, a period of time, our attention, our being was involved in a scenario which elicited responses that go all the way to its spiritual level, hey, we're living. This is more living time. This is more substance that matters. And as we know, in exploring the dreams, we've seen many symbols with many meanings and many levels playing out all at the same time. And in the same manner also, we need to be able to differentiate where all these symbols come from. What is the source of them all? And if we can look so deeply into them that we can see from whence they all derive, then we will be completely uninfluenced. We will simply be there. Because there's nothing to think about. Just to be aware. Be aware of everything. In resisting this expansion process, you see, many people out there, with the rising of the energies, you know, there's a rising to some extent, at least especially in the last few years, the rising of a fear energy, but there's also the rising of a love energy, an awakening energy, and eventually, of course, the love energy will reach far beyond. But some of those in the fear energy that have pulled within themselves and are bracing themselves against life. You see, you need to make the difference between the life, and the world. And I believe I might have picked this up from Barry Long, author I've mentioned before. His website's really interesting, and you can get to it off of My Soul School on thecreativecosmos.org. But he, I believe, speaks about it in those terms of life, existence itself, and the world, the collective matrix, so to speak, of humanity, the collective belief that everybody reinforces in each other. And you can see this demonstrated in any typical work environment. You imagine yourself coming into a job. I've experienced this myself. I come into some kind of a job and, take it in a pretty open way. Go into it, get involved in what's happening. Never quite settle into it because I can never lose myself into the situation or just get into a routine of doing the same thing every day. I'd always feel like my spirit was getting crushed. So I never, any job where I had to do like work at a counter or dealing with the public in some sales manner, I didn't have very long. I did have one job in sales some time ago at a music store in Michigan that I had for quite a while and left on good terms, so I guess that's good. But anyway. So one thing I'm heading towards with all this, that if we don't start exploring those new areas and allowing the growth and expansion of the new with the information that reveals what is the case, you see, many resist and put up a very big fight over many things that are simply facts, that are simply proven facts. You know, if somebody has had a reality shape for them that is very narrow, they will not see such a thing. And so they will resist because they will insist on seeing from their own perspective instead of from perspective outside of themselves. Or some people also get caught halfway between, and they can't really make the leap into the new. But what I'm saying is the energies rise, those who resist will feel an increased compression because of their resistance. And those who are on the fence, who know a little bit of the new way, but also try to compromise to the old systems that no longer apply, they're almost in the worst shape of all. They will suffer the compression part the most because they will have some part of their soul awakened to the pain that they're suffering every day. But, this is a good sign because you can make the leap if you're that aware. If you're feeling that pain, it's because you're aware of it. And, you know, a lot of times we are suffering for a period of time, and then when we become aware of it, we're thinking we're suffering just when we become aware of it, but we're actually becoming aware of something that's been going on all along. So again, we get to that threshold we were at earlier. We always hit this bump of where we have to let go of the ego, or let go of the self, the walls around the self, you see, because that's, and the idea, once we get back to the life and the world, you know, life itself is fluid, you know, and the world, in the manner of that which is constructed through television and various other media and symbology were bombarded with by those who have the money to spread it far and wide to influence us in our subconscious as well. Because believe me, if you're hanging out under any sign for years, for instance, if you live in a house over a billboard or something, there's this big symbol hanging out over your house. Hey, for some reason that symbol means something for you, too. But see, if we live thinking about the world and the expectations that are created for us, and deny that other part of ourselves, we'll feel that compression. We'll feel that suffocating experience. So you focus on the life, the fluid, the spontaneous, as opposed to the worldly conclusion and set of rules. And you can be aware of the world, and if you move in the world, you can do what you need to do in the world, and sometimes you can bring life to the world and have a beautiful experience. And sometimes you also see life somewhere else in the world, another who is aware of life and aware of themselves and their own connection to life, and they're moving amongst the world of habits and thought forms. And more of us are coming into the earth and moving as life amongst the world, and just being in that light and in that energy, we're all sending out waves of goodness that will work to lift any darkness that has fallen on the minds of humanity. So we find we have to consider our own life and consider ourselves at that crisis point, that crossroads in our life. If we're on the fence, or if we're deciding whether we're going to be living a spiritual life, or we hear the spiritual call, yet we feel bound to roles we've created with our own past. You know, the question is, do you move on to your greater soul journey, or do you allow yourself to get stuck? Are you seeing that value in your own life, that gift, that preciousness, that wonderment of experience? You know, it's so quick to start rationalizing things and watering it down to the fact to where you rationalize it away. You don't give it that value or pertinence in your life that may be just what you need. Boy, if we could just do it, just follow it through, you know, get people to do some meditation. Keep saying it, keep encouraging it, tell your friends, do some, and then share your experiences and just continue to awaken the people to that possibility and that way of looking at things. You know, it's almost like we do get to that point. As I was considering this crossroads concept leading into the show, it did make me think of another thing from The Matrix, of where you take the pill to awaken or the pill to go back to sleep. You know, and what you don't want to do is get caught in indecision and be waffly about everything. You know, I feel if you get the call and you start to become more aware that there's only one choice to make. You always go find out what lies ahead, because to go back to sleep is to be dead. It's to not have the thrill of your own life, is to not even respect life. So we take the pill of adventure in the Matrix sense. And you know, one thing we do is we do make decisions, and then we stand by decisions. And this is how we start to build the blocks of our life that are our own. You know, we aren't simply doing what we've been taught to do. We're making decisions, a different kind of a decision, something that is for ourselves, is something that we give worth to our own inner vision of our own life. You know, sometimes there's this idea out there that you have to serve others and not serve yourself, but we can't let this come to mean that we don't do what we need to do to feel good as well, you see. Because the best way to serve others is by being well yourself. Then what you share is of the highest quality, you see. Someone could be suffering inside, have an urge to help others, go to help others, but then share the suffering because they have not yet made themselves well or come to love themselves first. So it's a great thing you know, as I said in the tune earlier, sowing good seeds, you know, you sow good seeds and you reap the benefits, and it's a wonder to see how that goes, how you literally can recognize the old seeds that you were planting and that didn't work out, and then you can just start planting new seeds. And, you know, if you're someone right on that crux, in that indecision point, just try planting a few good seeds, you know. Plant a smile seed when you pass somebody on the road, you know. Plant a seed of a helping hand when someone needs a quick jump start of their car, or, you know, give the seed of friendship to someone who is feeling down. There's so many ways we can plant good seeds. It's when we respond to the real moments of life. As I said, the real, this real that's right out in front of us, the real that's this moment, the real of those people that are in our lives and the people that share our lives, we can't come to take them for granted or trap them in our own thoughts of knowing who we think they are either. Part of respecting each other in this new way, in this new society, in this new age, is you don't put each other in a box. You don't define each other. You respect each other as moving processes. And you help each other by cultivating freedom for each other. And generally being supportive and helpful and good-natured and radiating positive vibrations out to the world. Seems really simple, you know, and someone might be down, feeling really down, but if you're listening out there and you're down and you feel like you can't quite do that or can't quite, you know, that it sounds nice but you don't feel like you can do it, while you're listening to this for a reason. And whatever's going on inside of you, whoever you are, part of why you're listening to it is because you will be that, you will get there. You know, we have to learn not to be hard on ourselves. You know, that's part of loving ourselves and being well within ourselves, is to not be down on ourselves or think things that will limit us. You know, whoever you are out there listening in, you know, consider that for yourself too, that don't even define yourself. You know, don't think of yourself specifically or someone else specifically. Hey, you could do anything, anytime, and so could anybody else. And it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. And we get experience compounded many, many, many more times than if we were to simply play roles. We don't need to play a role with each other. We can explore all kinds of things, all kinds of phases, all kinds of cultures, all kinds of things in the world. And this is how we bring together the West and the East, so to speak. As you know, in the creative cosmos, part of what we're doing is we're bridging the Western art culture with the Eastern wisdom traditions. And this is not just in an exclusive manner. This is kind of a reference that is all inclusive to all traditions and all of our historical human legacy. And this next song that I'm going to play now gives a reference to, I wrote it a couple years ago, re-recorded it just today, spent a good part of the day burning out a new copy for you audience tonight so you could enjoy a freshened up version. But I point to one of the reasons and some of the concerns that we have with the worldly aspect and the things that are troubling people. So this kind of was a song I wrote in exploration of just like, you know, what's the matter with the human race? They just don't seem to want to get it right or want to cultivate love. They just get caught up in all these bad habits. So this is what I wrote, thinking of that a number of years ago, and re-recorded just today. Here we go. It's called What's the Matter with the Human Race?
Oh, what's the matter with the human race? Oh, what's the matter with the human race? They're out of place. They're out of place. Oh, why must it be? It's all a part of some psychotic plan. A universal, big psychotic plan. That's got not a hand. That's got not a hand. Oh, why must it be? Can these sticks and wooden rods waiting at the gate? Rubber toads and daffodils are late in arriving. A penny for your thoughts and a nickel for your secrets. People are alone inside and needn't be afraid. Come home, come home.
It's all part of some psychotic plan. A universal big psychotic plan. That's got not a hand. That's got not a hand. Oh, why must it be?
Blissful dreams of no more toil and knowing so much more. The stuffed crust cream of crocodile is warming in the freezer. Consume your pain in loneliness and back it up in style. People are a residence, your name is your address. Come home, come home.
What's the matter with the human race? Oh, what's the matter with the human race? They're full of hate, they're full of hate.
And now available, Pearly Gates Press, Volume 2. More collected writings of Christopher Moore's, Astral Visions, Super Channelings, and Angel Buddha Christopher together in Volume 2 of Pearly Gates Press, an amazing series of books that will transform your life.
Cowards never begin, while a hero's love stays the course. Each will get what is their due based on the choices they have made in crucial situations. Anything hidden is revealed as it is by the vibration which sustains all things. You cannot keep secrets from the all-pervasive presence. That is not to say there is judgment. All will simply be laid transparent on the way. For some this will be thrust upon them after death in the bardo. For those who willingly discovered the truth while on earth, they will sail out of the body to the stars.
To order Pearly Gates Press Volume 2, go to www.creativecosmosonlinestore.com. That's www.creativecosmosonlinestore.com.
Alright, hope you enjoyed that. What's the matter with the human race? Oh yeah, Creative Cosmos radio show flying through the night sky. Still in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Linking through Paradise, California, where we're going to be synced up with probably sometime in June. Got one show on the archives, Out of Paradise. That's good. Got one in the records. And if you're out there enjoying the evening, enjoying the broadcast, and you got a phone handy and you want to call me up, I like to give out the number after every tune, just in case. Permeates you till you dial and say, hello, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. All right, so once we recognize that cosmic crisis inside us and begin to come to terms with it and create space for something new, the ultimate resolution is when we've discovered that which within ourselves which we were meant to do. As I said earlier in the night, here I am on the radio, everybody. Hello, I'm going to be here for a while. I was always meant to be here. This is the best use of me as a being, as a human individual. This is a perfect way to use what I have, my talents, my abilities, you know, the music, the words, the interactions. It was always going to be that way. And I'll tell you, as I came into this, and, you know, first out through the website, creativecosmos.org, which you're all familiar with by now, which I'm so happy with. I mean, I live basically in that universe myself. That's very representative of what my inner world is like in symbols and links and whatever, the kind of information I scan through. I probably burn through most of the links on the site every day. That's part of why it's set up that way. You know, the information center. You know, I feel like if you go through those links on the information center on the creativecosmos.org site, somewhere out there you'll find out what's going on. And those sites will have many more links for you to follow, and you'll be out there. You'll be on your way to wherever you need to be. And, you know, I also set it up at the sites I like to listen, I like to look at. And the internet music I like to listen to. So I can just hop over there, park it there, and just go bam, 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 site, scan. And you know what? I pretty much do read it that fast. You become so adept after a while that you just soak it up almost instantaneously, just to look, just to feel. Sometimes it's nice. The really nice things you find out there are those things which do get your attention, draw you in, and still have that impact that I especially used to love when I first started reading alternate news sites. I became almost a fanatical overnight, scouring the news. And back as early as 97, I made my first website called the Human Information Center. It had a picture of me and the person I told you I might like to get some reporting from, Eye the Eye, who's a participant in the Creative Cosmos website, both in his art and in his writing. We kind of worked on that site a little bit together a long time ago, but really it was my own design, and it was very foreshadowing. I mean, it's really amazing. You know, I still have it on floppy disks. Maybe someday I'll put it up on a nostalgia site. You know, you can go on Alexa.com and look at the history of sites. That's kind of interesting. There's a couple old Creative Cosmos sites on that. I checked out the old blogging sites on that. Pretty fun. See the evolution. But there is an even more ancient file. And, but it's remarkable how much they predict what was going to happen. The background was rainbow colors, and, you know, there was a picture of me and links to information and artwork, and you know, the thing was back then, I just didn't have necessarily the strength to stand behind it yet. I didn't believe it yet. I couldn't believe that it was that easy that I could just switch from one thing to another. You know, part of why I didn't know that was because of the outside pressures and people who in their old way of thinking don't understand change and the souls need to grow and to find what it's meant to do and what we're all here to do. You see, you know, this is a perfect example of something that is in no way related to old religious concepts at all. I mean, we are here for a reason, and we are spirit or energy in the body. And it's as simple as that. That is not a dogma in any way. That is reality, and I recognize it here tonight, and hope that you across the land recognize it as well. And it's simply something that you find out about. And so yeah, the story of the website, you know, and so then after a while I got distracted again, pulled back into the old, trying to re-dive into the old, and I'm sure some of you might have done that out there in your life, like, get frustrated with your life, you're gonna throw it out the window and try something new, but you didn't fully commit to the new yet, and you didn't dive in and totally give it your all, because you're kind of insecure and afraid, and then after a little while, you ran back to the old, and you tried to do it with a renewed vigor. And then after a while, you found yourself unfulfilled once again. I mean, these are things that happen. These are part of the journey, you know. So you try again. You keep at it, you know. The whole thing is that we don't stop. We don't stop moving. We don't stop experimenting. You know, maybe, and also a way to look at that, that isn't, you know, maybe you had to go back to the old way one more time to be totally finished with it, to totally feel for yourself that, no, this isn't right. This isn't what I was meant to do. I can feel it. Every day I get up and I don't want to go where I'm going. I can feel this is not right. Every day when I come home from where I'm going, I feel tired and I don't want to do other things. So you recognize this and you become aware of it and you leap out of it. But you can also discover and unfold it. You know, sometimes we think of leaping out of it because it is kind of a threshold of fear that we have to overcome. But it's also a steady unfolding. That the more we create space inside ourselves and the more we explore of what arises in ourselves and the more we follow those through to their full fruition and then reflect upon them and then do it again and again and again. I've described this to you before. This is the participating in creation by being a creator and tuning into the creativity. And this is the essence of the creative cosmos. We create and we reflect. And we recreate, and we reflect, and this paves the way to our future, and we find more out about ourselves. So those of you that are feeling stuck, or feel like you know you're not quite in the right thing, but you don't know what the next thing is yet, I encourage you to try to not let the idea that you're, you know, not an artist, or not a poet, or not this, or not that, bother you in the least. You know, find expression, find a form for what you're going through, and you'll see the direction you're meant to go form for yourself. This is the magic of your own inner alchemy and transformation. You see for yourself, and you give it the value it deserves. You don't let the circumstances beat you down. This is why we need some strength and some courage and to stand behind ourselves, because many times what we find out to be our destiny is something unique, such as this creative cosmos that I came to find It didn't exist before. And it emerged, and now it's a huge part of my life, and it creates the backdrop for which many things can occur. And it took some time to unfold, a number of years, being open to the process. So you have to be patient. You know, it will happen fairly fast, but you don't necessarily want your own transformation to happen faster than it needs to be. It'll happen in its time. You know, sometimes when we first discover of the truth, we want to dive in and we want it to happen all immediately. I know myself was like that. When I realized that there was a greater universe out there and what it meant, I wanted to dive in full bore and just be there now, immediately. And to some extent you can do that, and if you could maintain that kind of presence, but, you know, your old patterns have to be dealt with and cleared out. So then you come back there, and eventually you arrive there in a conscious state of awareness. And this is the beautiful place to be. When you're sitting in your body, you're relaxed. You're looking around, you see everything that's going on. You've created an avenue for you to express yourself and what you were meant to do on Earth. So you have kind of a new peace in your being. You know, if we're stuck in something other than our essential destiny, there'll always be part of ourselves that's unsettled, part that wants to, that yearns for something else, that yearns for something more. And since it's pent up, it will take the form of some dream that seems unreachable, and it'll be just kind of a place to put that energy. But we need to pull that back and bring it back to ourselves and see that we can be present and aware in the moment and walk each step of our life consciously, and by being in tune and honest with the moment and sincere in our expression, we spill the source stream out into the world. And as we find that the source within unifies us without, because we know for ourselves that we are interconnected. See, this is a term that sometimes gets slighted, you know. This is a Buddhist term in one sense, used universally because of its truthfulness, is the interconnected nature of things. We are interconnected. And so the crisis in the outer world brings us inside, and we find a resolution within, and we bring it outside. And in this way, we find peace within ourselves and resonate it to the world. Do what you are meant to do while you can, while you're here, while you're lucid, while you're young. Live the dream, live the adventure. That's what the crisis gives to us. The cosmic crisis gives to us as a gift. That alertness, that depth of purpose, that sense of meaning, that utter fulfillment of living now, completely and utterly, leaving nothing unexpressed. Sharing every drop of our being while we're here and going into the next life satisfied for a life well lived. Thank you so much for joining me at the Creative Cosmos again tonight. Everybody out there, it's a luxury I never take for granted. Thank you out there. and send out my blessings to the world. I'd like you to tune in next week if you're around and listen in for the Music Man, Charlie Bomarito from the state of Washington. He's going to join us for a talk. I'm going to talk the first hour about silence and sound, music, and meditation. So I leave you tonight with another of my classic Creative Cosmos creations. A song called Stop, Drop, and Roll. Good night, everybody.
Children, don't you play with matches or you'll burn your little hand. Children, don't you play with matches, no. Children, won't you be like Mama? Children, won't you be like Papa? Children, won't you join the status quo? It's a miracle everywhere. It's a miracle everywhere. It's a miracle everywhere. It's a miracle everywhere. Do 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 do. Children, don't you go with strangers or you'll get a crazy ride. Children, don't you go with strangers, no. Children, stay away from danger or you might just up and die. Children, stay away from danger, go.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.